This is the Seatbed Daily Text for the season of Advent, December 25th, Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody. I want to start today's entry with just a couple of notes. First of all, thank you to J.D. Walt and Seatbed for the opportunity to be a part of this Advent journey with you. It has been a rich experience for me. Also, thank you to the Daily Text community for your encouragement and engagement along the way. I have loved getting to know you through this. And want to let you know that starting tomorrow, my younger brother Josh Leroy will be taking over the Daily Text and leading us through the season of Epiphany. Josh is my brother, but he is also one of the smartest and kindest and most genuine followers of Jesus that I've ever met in my life. So you have a lot to look forward to with him leading us. Let's dig in. Christmas Day, small moments. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Consider this. This is a small moment when we hold our breath as the fate of the world stands at a tipping point, where ancient truth meets wonder, where the promise you saw coming catches you by surprise, where the waiting gives way to fulfillment, where certainty is filled with mystery, and mystery is anchored in certainty. This is the moment when seas split open and a way is made, when the impossible comes within reach, when giants start to stumble, when chains break and slaves walk free, when empires flinch and a kingdom rises. This is the moment when eyes open, when lips sing, when legs dance, when hearts heal. This is the moment where the God of Abraham and Isaac, of Moses and Elijah, of David and Jesse becomes the God of Mary and Joseph, of you and me. This is the moment when the God of fire and flood, holiness and love, justice and mercy, miracle and might becomes flesh and blood. This is the moment of Emmanuel, God with us, when the one who fills up every corner of existence is now cradled in a manger, when dawn overcomes the night, when love overthrows sin, when a baby takes his first breath and gives creation a second chance. For the Christmas Awakening, this is Matt Leroy.